futures held on to the previous session's strong gains on Monday. Drought likely played a role in higher than expected feedlot placements last month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 26th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live sales were mostly steady to a dollar on either side of even at $110 to $111 a hundredweight in the southern plains, $109 to $110 in the northern plains, and at $105 to $110 in the western corn belt. Dress trade was steady to $3 lower at $170 to $173. The average 5-area direct fed steer price last week was $109.23 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was 29 cents less than the prior week. The average steer price in the beef of $172.58 was 48 cents less. Cattle futures shrugged off Friday's monthly cattle on feed report and resurgent grain futures on Monday. They were pressured at the outset, but closed mostly higher by the end of the day, able to retain strong gains from the previous session. Live cattle futures closed an average of 37 cents higher, from 2 cents to $1.07 higher, except for 20 cents lower in the spot contract. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.11 higher, from 12 cents to $1.87 higher, except for 70 cents and 30 cents lower in the front two contracts. Choice boxed beef value was $3.91 higher Monday afternoon at $226.73 a hundredweight. Select was $2.87 higher at $216.21. Grain futures bounced back Monday from the previous session sell-off as markets carve out a new trading range. Corn futures closed 11 cents higher through the front three contracts and then mostly 2 to 4 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 21 to 31 cents higher through SEP of 22 and then mostly 14 to 19 cents higher. Overall, calves and feeder cattle sold from a dollar lower to $3 higher last week, according to the summary from the Agricultural Marketing Service on Monday. They sold mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 10,500 head. Feeder heifers were trading steady to $2 higher with the advance on 6 weights. Steer and heifer calves were selling steady to $4 lower. Steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Heifers traded steady. There are 5,928 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher, with instances of $8 higher at 650 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher, except for $8 to $10 higher at 450 to 550 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $3 higher. There are 3,491 head on offer. Remember, you can see summaries of all sales monitored by Cattle Current by subscribing to the free daily e-newsletter at www.cattlecurrent.com. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Monday, with some investors apparently wary of the barrage of corporate earnings reports due this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 36 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 13 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 92 points. Drought and dryness likely helped push December feedlot placements higher than expected, say analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center. As noted in Monday's Cattle Current, December placements were 0.77% more than the previous year, according to the monthly Cattle on Feed report. Estimates ahead of the report expected a decrease of about 3%. In his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains, drought persisted across much of the West in 2020 and has extended into much of the Great Plains currently. He adds that hay production and stocks in several states reveal some of the impacts and challenges. For instance, Peel notes that December 1st hay stocks were 15% less in Colorado year over year and 36.4% less in New Mexico, where they were the least since 1973. Alfalfa and other hay production for 2020 was also significantly less in those states. Not including Texas, hay stocks were down 5.8% in the 16 western and plain states. While overall U.S. hay supplies appear to be adequate, Peel says it's clear that some drought regions are experiencing severe challenges to get through the winter. Although feed costs increased significantly since December, LMIC analysts point out boxed beef cutout values climbed recently on improved demand, which has helped support cattle prices. If these prices hold, they will offset the higher feed costs and help stabilize cattle feeding margins. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 26th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.